time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
All right, it is Friday, and you're used to me saying you've got questions, we've got answers here on the line of fire. But one of the beauties of live radio is that you can shift on a dime. And I have some special guests in the studio with me today. Friends, you're going to enjoy this show. Moms and dads, single people, those that love purity, those that care about what's happening in our society. I've got special guests. One of them, 7 years old, and her mom with us too. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can email me directly at Dr. Brown. It's drbrown@askdrbrown.org. And I may be giving away a free book during the show today as well, just as further incentive to encourage you to stand up for what's right. Okay, many of you that were with me last year on the air remember that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue came up out. I happened to be walking through a store and noticed it. I thought, what in the world? This doesn't belong in our stores. And went up to the manager at Lowe's Food, and I said, hey, don't you think this is a little over the top, inappropriate? He goes, oh, yeah, we'll pull it. We get a complaint, we pull it. Well, as I was walking out, I thought, wait a second, I've got a radio show. So I began to share with this reasons why we want to take a stand, reasons why we should get involved, etc. And then people started calling. They were all psyched. Yeah, I went to Harris Teeter, and the manager was even embarrassed to have the magazines out. And then I went to Walmart. We were discussing it, and there were Walgreens and back and forth. And the one place that steadfastly refused to remove the magazines was Food Lion, and they also heavily and actively sponsor gay activist organizations in the city. But I knew that about this time of the year, the swimsuit issue was going to come out again. I'd seen something online. It's like, oh, come on. It's probably even worse than last year. So I was just reminding myself, if I saw it in any of the supermarkets or our shop, to say something and to bring it up on the air. But I didn't see anything. I didn't even realize it was out yet. And then one of the moms in our congregation in Fire Church, her husband Mike is on staff as one of our pastoral leaders. She has run into this magazine, and I want to talk to you about first what the problem is and then what we can do about it. I want to hear from a young lady also that is troubled by these things. But let me welcome on the show Lisa Lubanovic. Thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
And her daughter, the oldest of three. What's your name, honey?
Aaliyah.
And how old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Whoa, that's a big girl. So, Lisa, what happened? Where were you? Walmart?
I was at Walmart, and I'd seen the magazine last year and was troubled by it. And
Why? I mean, that's just, what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal was I had my son with me last year, and he pulled on my shirt and said, Mommy, as we're in the checkout, why is that woman taking off her underwear on the cover of the magazine?
And what was he, four then?
He was four, okay. Almost four actually at the time. And so a normal day going to Walmart, getting groceries, turned into, now I have to explain to my son why the woman is taking off her underwear.
So that's not the type of magazine you have at home?
That's not the type of magazine we have at home.
Okay.
So then this year when I saw the magazine, I mean, Walmart removed it last year, but when I saw it this year, of course it was worse. The woman had no top on. As a matter of fact, her top was over her shoulder, and the thought came to me, is this something every year I'm gonna have to go to the manager and say, look, this is inappropriate? And each year it seems to be getting worse. So I went to the manager. It was removed for some time, then put back on the shelves right by the cash register.
So this is not a matter of they have a special magazine rack in another part of the store and it's partly hidden or it's high up. This is any kid anywhere, supermarket, this is not going to a bar. This is going to groceries, often with kids, right?
That's correct, right? And it's conveniently located right above where the bubble gum and, you know, different items that a kid would want to be looking at.
Yep.
Little toys.
Right. So here we're diligent to say, look, certain images we don't want around. You know, men are distracted by this. It's an image they don't want to be looking at if they're trying to keep their eyes pure. It's degrading to women.
That's correct.
Kids are being exposed to stuff they wouldn't be exposed to. But in a supermarket or a Walmart.
It's family friendly with parents, mothers shopping with their children. They have
right.
no other option.
Got it.
To look, to turn, you know.
So what happened?
Well, I was actually by myself at the time, and I saw it. I was shocked. Not surprised, but I was just shocked at how, from 1 year, it had gotten so much worse.
Mm.
So I called a manager over, and I said, I have a problem. I was gentle. I was kind. I wasn't angry. I wasn't, judgmental. But I said, I have a problem with a magazine that's on your rack. And she said, well, which magazine would that be? I said, well, kind of the one where the lady has no top on.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, my goodness. She grabbed it. She was embarrassed. She pulled it off. She actually pulled all the magazines off right there.
Wow.
And she said, I'm so sorry. I said, shouldn't a magazine like this have a brown bag or something across?
Yep, yep.
And she said, well, I absolutely it should not be in this location. I said, I understand people purchase this magazine, but this is right where kids have no other option. It's taking away their freedom. Because it's right in front of them. They're waiting as their moms are unloading their carts. Shouldn't this be in a different location, if not totally removed?
Right, so you didn't say, you foul sinners are going to hell, and I believe God's going to judge Walmart tomorrow if you don't get this out of here. And it was a matter of giving a gracious appeal in a respectful way.
Absolutely.
And because the goal isn't being salt and light, we're going to represent Jesus. We're going to stand for what's right, and
right.
we're going to do it in a way that glorifies him.
That's correct. And the interesting thing was the cashier said, ma'am, thank you for doing that. If more people would stand up and do that, I believe that the shift would turn.
Oh, if more people, everybody, are you listening to me? Because you are part of the more people. What can I do? I can't do anything. I don't preach from the pulpit. I don't have a radio show. I don't have a TV show. What can I do? If more people, regular people, would stand up for things that are right, it would make a difference. I'm going to talk as the show goes on about why these things actually matter, why this is not a matter of us trying to enforce morality on people or our religious beliefs on people, but why this is a right part of our calling and for everybody's best interests. But Aaliyah, you're 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did that magazine bother you when you saw it?
Well, I heard that my mom has already seen it, and then, well, I saw it when we were going to check out at Walmart, but my dad, nobody else saw it, and I told my dad that. And then when we went out in the parking lot, I called my mom to tell her and...
Wait, you called your mom?
Uh-huh.
To tell, you were upset?
Well, I wasn't, but I knew that my mom didn't want it there, so
uh-huh.
I called her, and
wow.
when I called her, she said, okay, I'm going to go... Okay, bye. I'm gonna go call them, and then that's when I heard about this.
All right. So, but you knew that your mom was upset about this.
Uh huh.
And did that seem like fun? Why do they have this magazine here?
Well, I didn't really care. It's just I knew that my mom wanted it like away. To
uh-huh.
me, it was just a magazine, so I didn't really care.
Uh-huh.
But then when my mom gets angry, it's like, okay.
All right, hey, we're finding out all kinds of things that we didn't even know about. So the things that concern your mom, they concern you too. Yeah, that's good. So you took action. You did what a 7-year-old could do. You got your
mm-hmm.
dad's cell. You don't have your own cell phone.
Mm-mm.
No.
I know my my dad called her because I only know my dad's number. My dad called her, and then I told my mom.
Got it. All right. So, Lisa, what happened when you got the phone call from your daughter?
Well, Aaliyah told me that she saw the magazine, and she explained what she saw in the magazine. And at this point, she didn't. When she heard me talking, I wasn't explaining to her what the front cover was.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Mom, the lady, she has no bra on, she has no shirt on. Why would she want to be on the front cover of a magazine looking like that?
Mm. As opposed to, oh, mommy, isn't that wonderful or beautiful, or that's what we want to do when we grow up.
That's
right reaction is, why would, that's somebody's daughter there.
That's right.
Somebody's wife, I think.
That's right.
Actually, it's
yeah.
like, why in the world would you want that? Did you actually ask a Walmart manager how he'd feel if it was his daughter on
yeah,
the cover?
Yeah, I did. I called back... actually 2 days ago, and he was a 32-year-old man and told me he personally does not have a problem with it. And I said, sir, if this was your daughter, I said, do you have children? He said, yes, I have a one-year-old daughter. I said, if that was your daughter on the cover, would you have a problem with it? He said, well, of course I'd have a problem with it. Okay, I see where you're going, ma'am. We'll get it removed.
All right, so here's the deal, friends. I would like every single one of you listening to do something about this. Now, I'm going to talk to you about why this matters when we come back. I want to talk to Lisa a few more minutes just about things that we can do, things that she's done with other moms in the congregation, and why this matters. If you've run into this, if you're troubled by it, if you've taken action, give me a call, 866-34-TRUTH. Stay with us. We will be right back. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. Normally, the end of the week, we do Q&A. Probably do that on Monday. And by the way, Pat Donahue, that I was on with earlier in the week and ended up not finishing the show with him, and he wrote to me to personally apologize and asked me to put it on the air that when he accused me of feigning being surprised, he apologized for that, and I really blessed him for it and appreciate it. But he asked me to say it on the air, so I wanted to honor him and do that. We've changed subjects today. I've got in the studio with me Lisa Lubanovic. She and her husband are grads of our ministry school from way back, and her husband Mike is one of our key pastor leaders at the congregation. We also heard from Aaliyah, their 7-year-old daughter, earlier in the show. We've been talking about the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, which I didn't realize was out because I didn't see it in stores. I don't know if it gets worse each year, but the fact is when you spot it, you think, what in the world is this doing in a store? Not to mention the fact that we get used to Cosmopolitan and all this other trash and all the other trash headlines, and kids are exposed to this. So last year we did something about it with great results through the community. This year, I guess certain of the stores didn't even put it out. I didn't see it, but Lisa was shopping at Walmart. Come on, Walmart. We're not talking about going to the adult bookstore. We're talking about Walmart. And here's this totally sensual, just about entirely naked picture of someone on the front cover. For any kid's eye to see, for men who want to keep themselves pure, you got to keep your eyes away from it. From women who feel degraded, embarrassed by it, there it is. So Lisa's done something about it. She's talked to managers, gotten it removed from Walmart in some places. What's happened with other ladies that you know within our church community?
Well, I think that the more people realize that they can make a difference, just a small thing, mm-hmm. to ask a manager to remove it and to bring a moral awareness, the more moms that have realized they have the power to make a difference in a small way have begun taking that liberty and going to different stores and kind of keeping an eye out for it. And the managers are removing them from the stores.
So what's the difference? We got a flood tide. Everything's coming down anyway. Immorality's increasing. Why do anything? I mean, why stick our little finger in the hole in the dike when the dam's coming down anyway? Why bother?
Well, I think that if everybody sticks their finger in, eventually there'll be a wall that holds that back. If everybody says, I'm not going to make a difference, then no, you're not going to make a difference. If each person does a small part, I believe we will see a change.
Lisa, that's wonderfully said. If you're a man and you have any problem with even glancing at a magazine cover like this, there are plenty of women that can go in and take care of this, okay? When I saw it in one store last year, I grabbed it, flipped it over, so it was just, not even facing me, and then put it in front of a manager who was embarrassed to see it and pulled it. As I said, the one grocery store that refused to pull it even when written to was Food Lion, but not surprisingly, they also sponsor gay activism, so they have quite a different moral take on these things. Every mom, every woman, high school student, college student I'm talking to, senior citizen, it's the easiest thing to do, especially as a woman, to go in and say, this ought not to be here, and politely to say, I can't shop other places rather than expose my family to this. Let me grab a call from Karen in Chapel Hill, and then I want to talk to Lisa about some other things we can do and that have been fruitful. Hi, Karen. Nice to hear from you.
Hi. I have a couple of things to say really quick. I've been wanting to talk to you, Dr. Brown, about the subject, because I called last year about this, and lo and behold, I went into Harris Theater, and there's the magazine again. Yes, even worse than before. And it depresses me because I have a 12-year-old son, and I, of course, there's my husband, and this is how Satan works to destroy men's lives because men are visual. And so I said something when I went to get checked out. A boy checked me out who looked like he was about 17. He said, "How are you today?" And I said, "Well, to be honest, I'm not very happy." And I said, "It's the magazines, the Sports Illustrated magazines." And he said, "Oh, pornography, huh?" And I said, "Yes, that's really troubling because this is supposed to be a grocery store where families can come. I pour thousands of dollars into this place every year, and I don't need to see these things. It's very disturbing." And he said, "Well, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with pornography." And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here's a 17-year-old boy working, you know, learning how to get a job in the world, and he's already introduced pornography at the grocery store.
Yes. Yeah, and exactly. You know, I just got a note in from a listener that a cover like this would have been a very racy Playboy cover a few years back. Now it's ho-hum. It's been ho-hum for quite a number of years. And like Lisa just said a moment ago, if everybody that could do something would do something, it would start to bring moral awareness in our own lives. We'd search our own heart. What am I doing in private? How is my own life and the purity of my own life? And it would call others to think.
Dr. Brown, Lisa, I want to ask you something. I know if we all band together and we wrote letters to the vice president of marketing at the grocery stores, that would probably make a difference. For at least for a season. But I wonder, if we moved our dollars to another grocery store, but is there a place? Is there a place we can go to shop? And before I hang up, I want to say to Lisa, a few weeks ago, I was in the toy department at Walmart in Durham. And in the toy department, they had posters. I don't know if you've seen these posters in the toy department, but there was a poster in the toy department of a woman. And if I were to describe to you how her body was situated, it would be pornographic just to even describe it, and it's in the toy department.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at an article on a family ministry website, a family organization, a few months ago, and in order to get a cheaper rate, they have free advertising on there. And I took a snapshot of the screen and I sent it. I said, do you want this? It was a sensual dating ad. I said, "Do you want this on your website?" So things are just out there in such vile ways. Here, let me say this. I can write the letters on behalf of the Coalition of Conscience. I can get our voices heard if people will back it up. Many years ago in Maryland, we took a stand. And to my shock, the thing made it into national news. It was covered by major newspapers in our area. I was on secular radio day and night. This was 1991, just by writing a letter and pursuing it. But we couldn't get enough believers to make a difference. If we will simply say something, I believe the major chains will make a difference. And I know for a fact with Lowe's Food, where I shop, not Lowe's Hardware, but Lowe's Food, they said if they get any objection, they pull a magazine. So what we need to do is, I will gladly lead the way.
Let's do it.
All right. You keep listening, and we will get something done, Karen.
Praise
thanks,
God. Thank
thanks
you.
For calling in. All right. Lisa, you had mentioned something with Apple recently. We just got about 45 seconds before the break, but what happened?
I just read this article today. I'm going to quote one little line from it. But Apple has removed, let me just find... 4,000 to 5,000 of their apps that have inappropriate material. What has happened is, the quote says, "It came to the point where we were getting customer complaints from women who found the content getting too degrading and objectionable, as well as parents who were upset with what their kids were able to see." And this is the Apple marketing, Phil Schiller.
All right. So this is with all the thousands, tens of thousands of apps and all the money that they make, they were still sensitive to people saying, "Look, this is compromising." And look, part of being salt and light is to be a moral conscience and a moral preservative. This, friends, is what we are called to do. Stay with us. Welcome Welcome back to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown here. We changed subjects on a dime, and we are talking today about supermarket smut, about offensive magazines that adorn checkout counters that jump for your attention. The most offensive every year always being the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Our listeners last year made a difference in a number of stores, chains, by going in and saying, listen, this is inappropriate. And the issue is back out, and folks are making a difference. You can make a difference. Come on, don't you want to do something? Don't we all want to do something? No one wants to feel that their life is irrelevant or unimportant, or what can I do? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can email me at Dr. Brown, drbrown at askdrbrown.org. I just got a note from a listener. Hey, if Apple can say, this is what Apple has said in removing some of their apps from the iPhones. We obviously care about developers, but in the end have to put the needs of the kids and parents first. If Apple can say that, how about your local grocery store? How about Walmart? Oh, okay, I've got a question for you. Then I'm going to go back to my guest, Lisa Lubanovic, in the studio with us, part of Fire Congregation. She and her husband serve in ministry in our church. And by the way, the great interview we had with Aaliyah, with Lisa's 7-year-old daughter, I think we need to get all of our leadership team, get all the kids on different shows, and I'll ask them questions. We find out a whole lot about the families that we didn't know. But we found out that if mom is upset about something, then it matters to the whole family. That's what Aaliyah told us. Okay, let me ask you a question. If one supermarket, one store where you shop, had all kinds of satanic symbols and then this blaring satanic rock music going through the whole place, and on top of it, they gave out free satanic Bibles to their customers, and you had a choice of giving them your money or a nice family store next door, where would you go? Where would you bring your family? Oh, one thing to go in and preach the gospel in the other place, but where would you give your business? Okay, what if on the way out, there were completely naked pictures of people involved in all kinds of pornographic acts right there? Would you go to that store? Would you say something if the store you go to started to put those things out? Well, why have we gotten so unbelievably insensitive that unless it crosses a certain line that has to cross yet another line and another line, we don't even think about it? Look, I was reading a book by a Christian scholar the other day, and he mentioned it wasn't too long ago that society regarded adultery the way we regard pedophilia today. It was that taboo, that wrong. Now it's like, oh, whatever. In fact, commit adultery, go back to, you know, keep ministering and so on. Life just goes on. There's no shame. There's no repentance. There's no grief. We need to wake up, and it begins, friends, with us doing something about it. So, Lisa, we were chatting during the break about using Facebook, using something like this to get a movement to say, let's get the trashy magazines, not just this one, but let's just get trashy magazines removed from the checkout counters of family stores. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's awesome, and I think what it will do is it will start empowering people to believe to make a difference in a lot of small ways. Yes, there are other things other than just the swimsuit issue that's out that are wrong, and I believe this is just an example of something that we've allowed in our presence and in our kids' view and in our husbands and our own view. And if we start taking stands in little areas and show people that they can also take a stand and make a difference, I believe we'll have not only a better generation for our children to grow up into, but I think that it'll please God in a righteous way.
Well, why is, look, we're in this world. We know the world is not saved in itself. It says in 1 John 5 that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. Why are we trying to be so careful about what our kids are exposed to? I mean, you know, what does it matter anyway?
Well, if we don't make a difference and we don't start saying enough is enough, then what are our grandchildren going to see? You know, I don't want my daughter growing up thinking that it's okay to dress like the woman on the front cover. I don't want my son to
think... Well, what's so bad about it? Is it going to lead to anything?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only is it degrading, I mean, if you take the religion and just put it aside, as a human being, as a woman, that's very degrading. I'm not a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sex symbol or an object for men to just look at and degrade,
mm-hmm.
and that my daughter is not. But what, like you said earlier, what a few years ago that would have been in a Playboy or should have been appropriate for a Playboy type magazine, now it's right at the checkout because we've just been desensitized slowly, slowly, slowly.
And unless we think it's a good thing that about one in four teenage girls these days has a sexually transmitted
That's
disease,
right.
unless we think it's a good thing that it's very common for a 13-year-old to already have had an abortion, and unless we think it's a good thing that people feel so degraded that suicide continues to rise, et cetera, and promiscuity and breakdown of marriages and families, not unless we think that's a good thing. Here, look at it like this, friends. Shouldn't our generation make a difference? I know many of you are saying, well, Jesus is coming any minute, but we've been waiting for him to come any minute for many, many decades and centuries now. We have this life. We've got kids growing up, grandkids going up. They have calls on their life. They have purpose. Don't we want to say, hey, in our generation, we stood for what was right? When we were growing up, things were like this, and by God's grace, we turned things, and there was righteousness, and there was purity, and it was not that difficult to make a disciple because the environment around them was more conducive. So what could you, you're a creative person, Lisa, doesn't take much to do things on Facebook these days. What kind of thing do you think you'd get going, say, just with moms to make a difference?
Absolutely. I think if each person adds every friend in their friend list, and it's a controversial issue, so I believe you'll have people that agree and don't agree, which is, you know, it's fine. I think the more people that are added, the more attention it gets, the more it starts provoking thought. Well, is this really wrong? You know, when I spoke to the general manager at Walmart a few days ago, he said, you know, I didn't really even see a problem with it until it was brought to my attention. I said, do you feel like maybe you're a little bit desensitized to the issue? He said, yeah, that's probably a good thing. That's probably a good word.
Yeah.
I walk by it every day. It didn't even occur to me that was somebody's daughter.
And look, again, the momentum of say, what happened with Apple.
Absolutely.
As influential as, because there's been a lot of controversy over that, because any kid with an iPhone could get certain apps, et cetera, and parents are upset.
Right.
So there's a certain momentum to say, come on, I think a lot of people think there's too much trash out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people recognize that there's just too much degrading and sexualizing, and that there is this uproar. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is be gracious and Christian in what we do. Lisa, you get this site up, whether it's Moms Who Make a Difference, whatever, supermarket smut, you're creative, you come up with something better. We'll let our folks know about it.
Absolutely.
But again, I'm asking every listener, and here, I want to encourage you by putting more fuel in your fire. If you go into a store, okay, men, if you got an issue with looking at these things, don't go in the store looking for them. Let someone else do it, okay? But ladies in particular, and men, that you can do this and it's not going to be a problem, go in the stores, Walmart, Walgreens, Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's, those are stores around here, but there are folks listening, Giant Food in other parts of the country where we used to come from and we have listeners now. Wherever you're hearing this, anywhere in America, we'll start with this. If you see the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated in the store, request that it be removed, and then let us know what happens, okay? Here's what I want you to do. Drop me a line at Dr. Brown, drbrown@askdrbrown.org. We'll take the lead with letters and taking stands, okay? Drop me a line at drbrown@askdrbrown.org. I went in the store. This was the store, this location. This is what happened. And I'll send you a free copy of my book, It's Time to Rock the Boat. Better still, it's a new edition with another book with it, Whatever Happened to the Power of God. I'll send it to you free as a gift to further fuel your fire. It is time for us to rock the boat. We're talking about supermarket smut, getting rid of unclean magazines from checkout counters in our supermarkets and family stores, family drug stores. Friends, if we simply stood up for what was right, not in an obnoxious way, okay, not in some self-righteous way, but respectfully saying, hey, look, I spend my money here. I bring my family here. I didn't bring them to get polluted. I came here to get milk and diapers, not to be exposed to pornography. 866-34-TRUTH. You can email me at drbrown@askdrbrown.org. Again, here's what we're asking. Go into your store, your supermarket, your Walmart, your Walgreens, whatever the stores are. We've got, I don't know all the different stores in the different parts of the country. If you see the Sports Illustrated magazine, we're not talking about some adult bookstore. We're talking about your grocery store, your family shopping store, Target, or whatever it is. If you see the swimsuit edition there, which is just one thing we're targeting right now, go to the manager in flight and say, you know, this is really inappropriate and this is wrong for families to be around, and simply ask that they remove it. If they do, drop us a line. Tell me, drbrown@askdrbrown.org, okay, or call on the show and share your testimony. If they don't, same thing. Drop me a line. Say it was this store in this city. And I just want to send you as a gift for your efforts, but to further fuel your fire, my book, It's Time to Rock the Boat, A Call to God's People to Rise Up and Preach a Confrontational Gospel. Okay, Lisa got in the studio with us, Lisa Lobanovic. She and her husband, Mike, graduated from our ministry school years back and serve in leadership in our church community here in Concord, North Carolina. Lisa, is this part of the gospel? I mean, do you actually see this as a gospel issue?
Absolutely.
100%.
Why? How can you not see it as that? Well, you're preaching the gospel. It reminds me of Esther, who was born for such a time as this. She saw the destruction of her people. And in my eyes, this issue that we're talking about today is the destruction of the future generations, our families, the family unit. It affects the man, the woman, the children, all. So as an Esther going into a situation with wisdom, am I preaching the gospel every single time saying, Jesus, this is sin, what you're doing is an affront to the gospel? No, but I'm using strategy and saying, I won't stand for this. I'll shop in other places.
And have you found that it leads to gospel-related conversations?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, when we did this in Maryland back in 1991, it became major newspaper, secular talk show issue. I was shocked by what happened. It was me just as a person, you know, a minister, but just as a person, writing a letter. Didn't have a coalition, an organization to back it. And it sprung out in the newspapers as a gospel issue. Then as a Jesus issue. And if someone says, well, I don't want you to force your morality on me, say, well, why are you forcing your immorality on me?
That's right.
And look, think of, this is a good time for men to stand up. Mm-hmm. Look, the whole world, except for the Dalai Lama, knows what happened with Tiger Woods. And it's these very images, these are the very kinds of women that he gave himself to in his shameful affairs. And look, right now it has cost him millions and millions of dollars. I've read that it could cost shareholders billions. Tiger's infidelity. And look, he's had opportunity to do things that none of us ever have as men. Maybe we would have fallen 10 times worse than him. I'm not throwing stones at him. I'm saying, look at what it's costing him and the efforts he's making to get free from his addictions. Isn't this a good time for men to say, I don't want that? Look, I go to a news site to get news before the show. I don't want to see these images. Right. I don't want to be porn, but I want to keep myself pure. So men, go in the stores, unless it's going to stumble you to do this, go in the stores and say, would you please remove this? I'm not going to bring my family here. And I'm quite sure there are stores that will heed this. So Lisa, tell me about the conversation about Walmart and families.
When I spoke to the, I actually spoke to a few different managers, but the last conversation I had with the general manager at Walmart, I said, you know, I've always believed that Walmart was a family-friendly store. Have you, are you changing your values? And the man said, no, we're still family-friendly. Look, we realize that it's families that pay our paychecks, and it's families who do the majority of the shopping here, moms and working fathers and, you know, young adults. And I said, well, then what are we promoting? What are you promoting right at your checkout? Look, if it's at the back where people have a choice whether they're going to look at it or not, but as a young child or a young man or anyone, you don't have the option. It's right there in your face. So.
And you didn't say, I'm a member of this organization.
No.
You just went in as a mom.
As a mom.
Right. Friends, moms, dads, single people, couples without kids. What's stopping you from doing this one thing? I tell you, it'll help you be bolder in other areas. It'll help you stand up for what's right in other areas. And I just made this little list, and it's time to rock the boat. If we don't speak up, things only get worse. The Bible commands us to keep ourselves unspotted by the world. This is an unnecessary assault on the family. Somebody's got to rock the boat somewhere. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk to Aaliyah again, 7-year-old Aaliyah, and see what's on her mind. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. If you're used to You've got questions, we've got answers. We'll probably do that on Monday. I changed topics today. Talk about supermarket smut, these filthy magazines that are there, checkout counters. Look, almost everybody goes to the grocery store or to a Walmart kind of store. Almost everybody has to go shopping. This is something we all do. What we're simply saying is go into the store. If you see the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine out, politely go up to the manager and ask for it to be removed. And then drop me a line. I want to send your free book. If you've already done it, I want to send your free book. It's Time to Rock the Boat, which is published together with Whatever Happened to the Power of God. These books will stir your heart and give you a vision for what God can do through you. So here's what you do. Once you go into the store, drop me a line. Tell me what happened. Dr. Brown. That's Dr. Brown at AskDrBrown.org. Or you can leave me a voicemail anytime at 888-378-FIRE. That's 888-378-FIRE. I will write the letters on behalf of the Coalition of Conscience to the various companies and share their responses. But I need you to do your part. We can make a difference. Okay, I've got back now in the studio with me 7-year-old Aaliyah Lubanovic. She's been listening to her mom on the show and told us some fascinating things about her mom and the family in the earlier part of the show. So, Aaliyah, I need you to get real close to the mic. You're 7 years old now. Mm-hmm. Do you read the Bible at all?
Well, I can read a little.
Okay, but do your mom and dad read the Bible to you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you pray together as a family?
Uh-huh.
Is that important to you? Do you like doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right in the mic, honey. Do you ever go out with your mommy and tell people about Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
You do? And you're 7 years old?
Yes.
What, with your brother and sister, too?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, like, go with other little kids and try to help them or things like that?
Mm-hmm.
But you're only 7. Do you think you can really be nice to someone and help them?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you ever told people about Jesus and how wonderful he is?
Mm-hmm.
At just 7 years old. So at least as a family, you're a homeschooling mom.
That's correct.
Right? So you got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Husband busy in ministry. You're in ministry with him. But you look at yourself as a family that does ministry?
That's correct.
So, for example?
Well, just briefly, when I graduated from Bible college, I had views that I was going to change the world. And when I became a wife after I got married and then a mother, my views kind of got rocked. How am I going to change the world? I'm at home changing diapers.
Mm.
And I had a revelation that I probably have the, in my opinion, one of the easiest avenues to make a difference because I am at the house. I'm fortunate enough to be able to be at home. And so I began praying with the children, obviously, and imparting the gospel vision into them that we're to go into the world and to make a difference. And then I began taking them into the world and making a difference. When we're out, if we see someone that's hurting, someone that's sick, we pray for them.
So, Aaliyah, you do that with your mommy sometimes? Like a stranger? You
mm-hmm.
never met, and you stop and pray for that person?
Yes.
Wow. And does Jesus touch them sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm asking because I know you've done these things, Lisa. So, to you, you've got now a team.
That's right. We have a team. And, you know, it's interesting because people are very open when children come. And I'm not using them as to get people in. But, you know, I usually when I walk up to a person, I say we're a family of believers. And we teach our children that Jesus loves people and wants to touch people. And we wanted to know if we could pray for you. And the kids are excited about it.
Cool.
They're seeing God move.
All right, so listen, families, individuals, we can make a difference. Go into your stores. If you see the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, ask them to remove it, and then drop me a line, Dr. Brown at AskDrBrown.org. Just tell me what happened, city, store, yes or no, response, okay? We will send you a free copy of Whatever Happened to the Power of God, and it's Time to Rock the Boat, 2 books in 1, so we need your address. Or give me a call, leave me a voicemail, 888-378-FIRE. Remember, next week, Thursday night, Friday day, Discover Fire. Find out about Fire School of Ministry. And for those in the greater Charlotte area, I'll be speaking at Charlotte One all through the month of March. Let's make a difference.